top stories to keep your eyes and ears on.
Now, South Africa's public service is at something of a crossroads, and as calls for reform grow louder, the focus is on making government more effective, more accountable, and I guess more professional. But here's my question. How do we go beyond policy and actually fix the system? Well, one person who's leading the charge is Yoliswa Makasi, head of the Public Service Reform Program at the New South Institute. Yoliswa, a very warm welcome to you. Why do you think this is such a crucial moment for public reform or public service reform in South Africa? Why now?
Well, public service reform in South Africa is a crucial moment because at the core of public service reform is ensuring that citizens do get quality services, which is what the public service is about, to ensure that the citizens of the country are being served. So from that point of view, it's important that we continue to talk about these reforms and to ensure that the reforms do take place, as we observe that there seemingly is a decline in terms of provision of public services. But also it's to continuously remind public servants that they have a responsibility to serve. The ethos of public administration is about serving, and we have to live up to that responsibility.
When you talk about a decline in public service delivery, do you think it's getting worse?
Well, I mean, judging by the challenges that are seemingly being reported from a service delivery point of view, I think that there is a sense that it's getting worse. I have not done any specific study to qualify that, but from my experience and from seeing some of the activities that take place, it seems that there is really a concern and it needs to be given attention. So from that point of view, we need to really put all our hands on the deck and ensure that we support government in handling these particular matters.
Yoliswa, it's a big job. Where do you start?
Well, at the NSI, the NSI is a policy institute, and therefore their biggest responsibility is to do research, is to guide and is to advise government, engage society broadly. So our first point of contact is work that's already on the pipeline in terms of what government is doing. There is a legislation that is being amended that is at the National Council of Provinces at the moment. And I think it's important that the NSI, together with stakeholders outside government, join hands and just make inputs into these processes and ensure that at least before the end of this year, that this legislation are completed and then everyone focuses on implementation.
You're absolutely right when you say that it's as much about people as it is about policy. How do you inculcate a new ethos of service delivery among civil servants, many of whom would say or feel maybe under-motivated and underpaid?
I think there's a number of things that can be done. Part of the things that can be done is to firstly just continuously engage with the public servants and understand their challenges and be able to work with them from that context of understanding their challenges and work with them around those specific challenges that they are facing. And they will raise a number of challenges with you. Some would relate to the fact that their level of morale is low. They are struggling with tools of trade, those who are in the frontline offices and etc. So we just have to ensure that we engage, we understand, we do the necessary research to deal with those matters. But also the second issue is an ongoing engagement with public servants around working with them to align their own personal values around the values that are in our constitution in respect to the public service. Some of those values for me relate to this importance of serving, that it is important for us to instill the culture of serving in public servants so that even the challenges that you experience as a public servant, you should always be in a position that you are able to deliver on your role and responsibilities that you are employed for in the public service. So that's very important. But also putting systems to monitor performance and all those type of things, and improving productivity in the public service are some of the issues that I think are quite critical.
Just a final question. You will agree with me that corruption does remain a major concern within the civil service. It's a very difficult job to fix accountability within the system. Is that achievable?
Well, I think we can work on it. We can work on it, and I think one of the most important things is to be proactive in fighting corruption in the civil service. What we see now is a reactive approach where mainly there's investigations, there's all these types of things that are being done. I don't have a problem with that, and I support that, but I think we must support that with lots of proactive work, working around values of employees, assisting employees to do lifestyle audits, and to really run campaigns that talks to employees and that reminds them of why they're in the public service. I think there's space to improve a lot.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Yoliswa Makasi, head of the Public Service Reform Program at the NSI, the New South Institute.